Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming up, the latest on the dangers of investing in Bitcoin. Aria, you'll be telling us about that a little bit later on tonight. Ian and Aria in the studio as we kick off the second hour, 603-283-6160. But obviously, the most important topic of the night, and normally we don't follow what the news
is. The $37,000 Bitcoin?
No, that's second most. Normally we don't follow, because that's been going on for the last 2 weeks. I mean, 2 months.
I think in the grand scheme of things, it's going to be prove to be bigger news than what happened today.
Oh, absolutely. Overall, the rise of Bitcoin is the story of the year. But this is the story of the moment, and that is the fact that the Capitol was overrun today by protesters, one of whom was shot to death, ostensibly by Capitol Police. National Guard troops are now on the scene and attempting to regain some sort of control in the city. There's video coming in. Luke Radowski posted that showing the police just going out of control, attacking people in the streets. It's getting pretty crazy. There's now a curfew in place from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. So right now in D.C., it is curfew time. So it's gonna get interesting here tonight.
You know, I don't like the police, and I don't like the police attacking people.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's what it takes to get conservatives to become anti-cop,
let's see it.
I'm okay with it. I'm not okay with it, but I mean, it's
got to happen.
Yeah,
yeah. So we're gonna
maybe
continue.
Now they wish they'd voted for me.
You're
if they're saying F the police, I mean, right. Hey, come on.
So we're going to get back to your calls and thoughts, though, first, and you can weigh in on this or whatever happens to be on your mind. We go out to the West Coast, Oregon. Will is on the line with us here. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just want to mention my thoughts on what's going on in D.C. To me, this just kind of seems really bleak. And I would normally welcome what's going on. I would absolutely welcome if they were there storming D.C. for, like, the million of legitimate reasons, such as the shutdowns, the authoritarian responses to this whole COVID-1984 crap, from the economic issues, from the shutdowns, the government putting so millions of people on unemployment and then giving them scraps of a $600 check to get by after, you know, mandating their job close.
You're not wrong, man. They did the right thing, but it was... Go ahead.
Right. It's. I mean, they're storming it because their clown puppet president lost to the other clown puppet president.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's just so ridiculous that, you know, there's so many legit reasons to be mad at this, to be mad at the government, to be mad at the police, of all the brutality, of the war on drugs, of all the killings and the police getting off, or, you know, somebody having pot or something like that. It's just so ridiculous. And it's not just them too, it's the left too, it's the Democrats. Yep. They do the same crap. They,
well, right.
You know,
you're absolutely right. I mean, the level of political discourse is absolutely dismal in the United States. But that's where we are. And like I said, I think it was on the Keen Chat earlier, I said, well, you know, they're doing this for all the wrong reasons, but it's still fun to watch.
I mean, they did pick the worst possible reason that they could have to storm D.C. or the Capitol building, and that says, oh, we want Trump to continue being president. Well,
yeah.
First of all, why do you even care who the king is? But beyond that, there are plenty of valid reasons, and my hope that for what comes out of this is that they realize the legitimate reasons are the same ones we've been talking about, the police brutality, the war on drugs, the militarization of the police, that they're now experiencing probably for the first time in their actual lives. So I'm hoping there is some good to come out of this. I don't think it's bleak. I think a lot of these people are going to be, as we talked with Vincent about earlier, coming around to the idea that, you know, the police are not their friends.
I think we got a delay with Will. Will,
right.
Other thoughts?
I hope
go ahead.
So. Yeah, I hope so. I hope people wake up and recognize what's going on.
Thanks, Will, for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Like I said, you know, this is a great time for secession. It's always a good time for secession, but it's especially a good time whenever there's a new election and people are upset. People are outraged at the other side winning, whether the other side, quote unquote, cheated or not. You know, there's probably some cheating going on. It's the government. I mean, these systems are designed to be cheated. They're designed by cheaters. They're run by cheaters. Whether you're talking about the left or the right, these people are despicable. They're scum of the earth, these politicians, and no one should trust them, no one should love them, no one should like them, no one should serve them at restaurants, no one should pay them any attention whatsoever.
And I would say the same is true of their enforcers, the police and the military as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just stop serving them, just ignore them.
Well, the problem with them is they have guns, and sure, they will not be ignored.
The politicians won't let you ignore them either,
yeah,
because they'll send those same
people
with
guns. Yeah, that's true. But as we saw, when you have enough people, it's a game changer.
It is.
That is what matters more than anything else.
And that's why we need more people to New Hampshire.
No doubt about it. Because, you know, as we made this point earlier this week, and that is that the reason why our New Year's Eve party went unmolested, while others were attacked, not in New Hampshire, but in New York City and Los Angeles County and elsewhere, the reason why others were attacked was because the police have the numbers in those places, and they just don't have them here. They don't.
Plus, they know that messing with us, it has never really ended well for them.
No.
And there was a hundred-ish
right.
of us there.
Yeah, they know they can go to a party in New York City, bust it up, ticket everybody, and probably 99% of the people, 99.9% of them, are going to pay the ticket, and they're going to make it go away,
yep,
and the state's going to get richer. Whereas if they show up at our party with only like 70 people attending that party, and they ticket the whole party, then probably 60 out of 70 of them will not pay the ticket, and the other 10 will probably just forget about it.
Yeah.
You know, like 60 out of 70 will challenge it as not guilty and like try to go to court, and the other 10 will just, you know, they'll just be too lazy to do anything, you know, to just file anything. But they're going to have a real hard time, basically, with us. Not that they're going to come up against violence when they come in, but they may be afraid that they will, because the fact is having guns is a factor here. In fact, somebody made the point in a chat to me during one of the breaks that maybe it wasn't because they, some people are suggesting, oh, well, if it was Black Lives Matter, they would have been massacred in D.C. If Black Lives Matter
that
had
clearly
come in,
can't be true, because Black Lives Matter or Antifa or whatever leftist group you want to call it set up an autonomous zone in the middle of
the Chaz, yeah,
multiple different cities, and they were not slaughtered.
Right. Well, Seattle was the big one where it went for like 3 weeks. Not only were they not slaughtered, the police backed the F out and left the area completely in that case. But the point that the person made on the chat was maybe it's because the right wingers in D.C. had guns. Maybe that's one of the reasons why the police kind of stood by and stood down in that particular case.
Which would be good for them. I mean, we don't need a shootout in the middle of Washington, D.C., even if most of the bystanders would probably be politicians. It's just mm-hmm. not something that we need.
Let's go on with your calls and thoughts. We have Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Aria.
Happily from New Hampshire. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I am, in fact, believing that politics is dead, that politics has
dead.
Shown to be the failure, of a process to generate, healthy society.
Hmm.
The limitations that were started out with the idea of only by the consent of the governed. Is the right answer. People have to withdraw consent and record it and pass it on. And another complaint is I don't believe that we need to destroy buildings.
Let's talk about that. Hang on, Bad Slave. I do want to hear that. Because
we don't need to burn down the Capitol building, but I want to see it burn down.
Oh, man. Yeah, it just warms my heart.
It does. Make some marshmallows, man.
It's cold out there.
S'mores.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If it's your building, shouldn't you be able to destroy it? It's Free Talk Live.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Free Talk Live. Our number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you got Ian and Aria. 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about why they say, the haters, that is, that Bitcoin is dangerous. we'll get into
that. Well, they've been saying that for a long time.
They are, but for some people, this will be the first time they've heard it because, some people just weren't paying attention until Bitcoin hit $30,000 and subsequently $37,000, which is what it crossed a little bit earlier here tonight. So that's coming up here tonight. Of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 603-283-6160. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, and then we'll also be talking about what happened with Donald Trump's Twitter account, which, I don't really care what happens on Twitter, but this is kind of interesting because of the whole social media clampdown, so-called fact-checking, where these social media giants get to determine what is true and what is false. And they've taken a new step with Trump today for the first time.
Well, it was inevitable as he left the presidency that they were going to get sick of his crap and take him off of Twitter.
Yep, and that's almost happened at this point. We're going to tell you about it coming up, but first we go back to Bad Slave. He had comments on the discussion we were having earlier about burning down government buildings. It was disappointing to see that the protesters, though they had taken over the building, did not attempt to destroy it in any way or in any significant manner. I mean, they definitely sat in some chairs and maybe took a few souvenirs home, but aside from that, it seems, and maybe I think a window was smashed, but beyond that, it remained relatively unscathed. And Slave, you, Bad Slave, you wanted to comment on that. Go ahead.
Well, of course. To me, the destruction of a structure is foolish. There's absolutely no upside to it.
Yes, there is. Symbols are powerful. And these buildings are nothing but symbols.
We could warm our hands on the burning building. Well, you know what? That building is heated. You could go inside.
I could also just burn it down.
I don't think you heard what you said about symbols. Aria, can you make that point?
Yeah, these buildings, they're meant to be symbols. That's why they're designed the way they are with the Roman architecture and the columns and the statues, and the symbols.
Yes, they are.
That symbology is bad. Everything that symbology represents is bad. Burn it down.
Yeah, so when you have a symbol of power and you destroy the symbol of power, that is a powerful statement to make. That is a statement saying, F this power, we're going to destroy it.
A building can be repurposed. You can repurpose it in a way that grinds the noses of anybody who wants to recreate this bad government
So burn the building down and erect a freedom monument in its place.
No, that costs money. You've already got some.
People will donate. People will donate for it, Bad Slave. I mean,
don't put anything there. I don't care. Just destroy the symbol of oppression.
Yeah, I'd rather see a burnout husk forever in D.C. That'd be great.
So if that's the case, why aren't you and Aria doing it?
Why aren't we doing it? Because I don't care enough about D.C. And to me, destruction isn't my path. Like, I'm not interested in that personally. But it warms my heart when I see a government structure, a symbol of power like that, being taken down.
I don't think it's the best use of my time to do something like that. And
I also cheer when I see statues being pulled down as well of power-sick freaks. Sorry, you were saying?
I don't think it's a good use of my time to go and burn down the Capitol building and then spend the rest of my life in prison for arson. I don't think that's very good activism for a single individual.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a group of thousands of people had done it, they probably wouldn't have actually been charged with anything.
It'd be hard to determine who lit the fire.
Yeah, just like they weren't charged with anything when they burned down the police station in Minneapolis. But me just going down there, like, oh, look at me, I'm going to burn down. No, that's a terrible, awful idea.
Public property. All the public property in the world is owned by the people.
Well, it's owned by the government.
They can repurpose it.
Well, if it's owned by the people, then that means it's our property. And if you own a thing, which we all know, like you said, Aria, this is BS, the idea that we own these things, because clearly the people who possess it own it, and those are the government gangsters. They have control over these buildings until today, when they lost control of those buildings. And anything that a criminal gang has that they stole, the money that they stole from people to build these buildings, for instance, that doesn't legitimately belong to them. So even though they have control over it, so 9/10 of ownership is control, right? Like if you have control over a thing, you got men with guns standing around it, sort of by proxy, you own that thing. Well, You know, if you then all of a sudden have a different group of people come in, throw the men with guns off of that that thing, then the different group of people owns that building. And if you do believe this fantasy, and thank you, Bad Slave, for the call, that Bad Slave is promulgating that we, the people, own these government buildings. Well, if you own a thing, you have the ability to destroy the thing you created, to destroy the thing that you own.
Absolutely. If I wanted to, I could go take a hammer to my car right now because it's mine.
Absolutely. And it would be your right.
Yes. Just like if I really owned the Capitol building, I could do the same thing to it with a sledgehammer.
Let's talk to Mark. He's in Florida. Mark, co-host, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, my God, that is rich. You telling Bad Slave that he has a fantasy and you're talking about burning down the Capitol building. Oh,
no, we weren't talking about burning it down. We were talking about watching it burn.
And you don't have the stones to do it. Not you, are you?
No, I wasn't talking about that I would personally do those things. But
no,
it does warm my heart when those things happen.
Right, right. You're sitting here talking about how it would warm the cockles of your heart if you could just see the Capitol building. I mean,
are you saying it wouldn't warm your heart?
Voluntarism.
Are you saying you wouldn't feel good about that?
No, I don't want to see the destruction of the Capitol building in the United States. I can tell you this, that when I heard about the violence this morning that was occurring, I woke up and I sent a text to somebody who sent me the news. I said, well, this is pretty, you know, politics is violence. It's a threat against your neighbor. Of course, people are going to react. This is the probable, almost certain future of 200 years of us going back and forth and back and forth.
Sure.
No, it's going to be the red team. No, it's going to be the blue team. And this is going to keep on happening. And frankly, I don't think America is going to get to be a nicer place anytime soon.
No,
because I don't think Kamala Harris and I don't think Joe Biden have the guts, have the right personality types, let's say that, in order to create a better nation. But if they did, I would cheer it. I'd be delighted.
What are you talking about? How could a politician have a personality type that could do anything to make things any better? This country, these people cannot get along. People do not agree. And, you know, Biden being a better speaker or being somehow, you know, more personable, or Kamala Harris being more personal, ain't going to do jack diddly to bring people together.
I'm not talking about being personable. What I would say, in fact, is that what I would like to see from a president is, hey, look, the United States federal government has gotten in your business a great deal. We're going to leave the job of governing where it belongs to the states, and you all can deal with
that
stuff.
No,
we're
going to
stick to our constitutional rules. I understand no one's proposing
that. So forget about it. It's never going
to
happen.
Speaking
of fantasies, Mark.
Burning down the Capitol.
What do you mean neither is burning down the Capitol? Did you think that a bunch of people were going to break into it today? I'm sure yesterday you would have thought that would have been impossible. But today it happened. The only reason it didn't burn down is because nobody decided to torch the place. So they're lucky that didn't happen. If this were any other place, that could have very well have happened. There are plenty of other national capitals all around the world that have been lit on fire in the last two decades. So it's not unheard of at all. More coming up here. I don't know if Mark's got more. He can stay if so. It's Free Talk Live.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is on the road selling the massive stimulus/COVID-19 relief bill he signed recently. Biden visiting Smith Flooring in Chester, Pennsylvania. regarding that COVID relief bill. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, says some of the things we aren't hearing from the president include...
Well, think about this. He didn't brag about giving checks to inmates. He didn't talk about what taxes he's going to raise. I mean, this should have been a targeted bill. Less than 9% of this bill has anything to do with COVID. Less than 1% has to do anything with vaccines. He didn't talk about how much waste is going to be in this.
Texas's two senators are leading a trip for lawmakers to the border next week. Republican Senator John Cornyn says the Biden administration won't admit the surge in illegal immigration is a major problem. And you're listening to USA Radio News. FEMA officials say their number one priority is ensuring everyone, especially those in marginalized communities, has access to a coronavirus vaccine. Testifying before the House, Regional FEMA Administrator Bob Fenton says we need to meet the moment of the pandemic.
This is an unprecedented challenge that has claimed the lives of over 540,000 of our neighbors, friends, family members across the country and has caused grave damage to the global economy.
Tom Brady has a big announcement.
So this is a real first for me, but I've been talked into giving out my cell phone on the internet.
Yep, that's right. The future Hall of Fame quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did give out his cell phone number. He did lay out some ground rules, including asking fans not to text him on game day. Brady saying his fans can hit him up at 415-612-1737. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you, if you want to join us here, you can do that. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio, it's Ian
and Aria.
And you've heard us talking about Divi here on Free Talk Live. It's a cryptocurrency that makes it super easy to run a masternode. And Divi did a major upgrade recently, so if you haven't updated your Divi client, you ought to go and do that. Go to DiviProject.org. You can learn more about Divi there, but running a masternode with Divi is the easiest I've ever seen. And I've been involved in setting up other masternodes, and I usually have to hire somebody. In fact, every time prior to Divi, I've had to hire somebody to set up the masternode. I just don't have the, I'm good with computers, so just don't, I'm not like a Linux admin. And you kind of have to have a high level of knowledge to be able to set these things up. Not with Divi. Anybody can do it. Even with Windows, you can do a masternode, which is super amazing. So get on over to DiviProject.org. Learn more about the masternodes there. Learn more about Divi. You can get Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team, which if you're going to buy a fair amount of Divi, that's the way to do it because then you're not going on an exchange and pushing the price up when you make the purchase. You can go and jump into their Telegram channel and connect with them. Go to DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. We go back to Mark Edge. He's one of our co-hosts here on Free Talk Live. He's currently away. In Florida, I believe. You're on with Ian and Aria. Now, you were saying that it wouldn't make you happy to see the Capitol building burn.
It wouldn't, no. But I will say this. I'll give you a solution here in just a moment, but I'll throw you a little bone. I was happy for a moment. Like, there was a little bit of glee in my heart when I heard that the Capitol building had been penetrated by protesters.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the reason. The reason is because this building, the people in that building, portray themselves as representatives of we got to see pictures today of these representatives huddled on the floor, hiding from the people that they, the very people that they proposed to represent, which to me is the clearest picture that anyone in America needs, that these people, these liars and thieves, and in some cases, you know, killers and perverts, these weirdos, society's most successful sociopaths, are there representing us while hiding on the floor from us. How could that possibly be? And in fact, it can't, and we all know it. They're not representatives of us. They call themselves representatives, but they're nothing like that.
They're criminal gangsters.
That's
what
a really good point, though, Mark.
Well, yeah, but we could have seen that and had them burn the building down.
And Tarantino,
as far as the building goes, the highest and best use of that building is to leave it as a historical monument to the way that we used to govern.
Don't you think burning it down would be the best way of creating that monument, though? Just have the burned out husk there for...
You could sell the ashes.
Destroying the pyramids of Egypt would be a great way to celebrate the freedom that the slaves that built those pyramids.
Yeah, but those pyramids are a wonder of the world.
And the latest historical findings are that the pyramids were not built by slaves, and that these people were paid to build them.
Wait, it wasn't aliens?
Yes, they had to, but they were paid, right? Like, there's voluntary, whether they got compensation or not. The way that the voluntary things look in the past is really murky compared to us.
Yeah, and I'm not going to comment on 3500 BCE Egypt. I mean, neither one of us were there.
But look, making those pyramids was way more of an accomplishment than the architects who built the, you know, normal-looking, ugly government buildings in D.C. I mean, there's no comparison between those two things. What about this, Mark? If you had seen video footage coming out of Venezuela and the National Assembly building in Venezuela, or the mansion of Nicolas Maduro, the dictator president there, had been set on fire, would you also be sad about that?
I certainly would not be sad, no. I would probably feel smug, would be the way that I would feel.
But yet you would feel upset if somebody burned the Capitol building in the U.S. What's the difference?
I've been to it. It's a beautiful building in so much it has lots of, it's gorgeous.
There's nothing gorgeous about government buildings.
I want to briefly return to the pyramid point as well, because it also occurred to me, and I think, Ian, you were about to make this point.
Yeah.
What the pyramids represent today is not oppression and slavery. Mm-hmm. They represent, you know, the majesty of what humans can do when they're tremendously motivated to do something. Versus the Capitol building, which is just a symbol of state oppression.
Mm-hmm.
It may very well, and that's, I think it's important to look at our history of what these things are. I think it's important to look at the history of freedom, and that the United States, you know, in all of its pimply glory, right, all of the blemishes that are all over it, is a step in man's path towards freedom, independence, and self-rule. Right, these sorts of concepts, and I think that destroying the Capitol building for no particular reason other than it would make me happy
is a reason. The reason is to destroy the symbol of oppression.
Right, and
but
also
they'll have a freaking Zoom meeting to talk about their stuff, and they'll do whatever they're doing in the absence of whatever.
I know, but you break their power over people. You show that they're vulnerable.
Yeah, you don't understand the symbol. You know, the importance of destroying symbols, but thank you, Mark, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Obviously it didn't happen this time, but maybe next time.
Maybe. I mean, that's what you do. If you want to destroy a religion, you go after its symbols. You corrupt the symbols, and you destroy the symbols, and when you can, you replace them with other symbols, or you adopt their symbols into your own religion. Now, we don't want to create a new state religion, so we don't want their symbols.
Right. I don't want to take over the building. I want it to go away and never exist again, and the ideas that it represents to never come back. This is the reason why people burn flags, because it's easier, number one. It's almost as powerful of a statement. So given the size of the structure, a flag is relatively simple. You can purchase it on your own. You can burn it on your own. And in a lot of places, you won't be arrested for it. But it is a symbol, and it does upset a lot of people who have this religious connection to whatever is on that flag. Now, what flag you choose will, you know, determine who gets offended. You know, pretty much any flag out there, you're going to offend somebody who's paying attention, which is why it was interesting a few years ago here in Keene, New Hampshire, when an activist, Anarcho Jesse, downtown Keene, burned three flags. He burned, I believe it was the state of New Hampshire, the United States, and the UN flag in succession. Which I thought was an interesting twist on a flag burn. And curiously, even though some people were upset, no one tried to start a fight with him, which was nice, and no one arrested him.
Well, it's New Hampshire, so there was a decent chance he was armed.
Yes, that's true, as with the people standing around.
Also true.
So if you want to join the show, you can, 603-283-6160. Any other comments on what went down today in D.C.?
Not really. I hope that, you know, these people ultimately learn that the cops are not their friends, because, you know, they are the ones who have been like, oh, thank you for your service, or thank you, officer, as they're getting arrested. But today, that's not what they experienced. They did ultimately obey the police, it seems, when the police said, hey, you have to get out of this building.
That's true. Although Trump himself did call for people to leave, which actually is the other thing I wanted to talk about. So Trump put a video out today where he basically asked people to, you know, go away, go home, etc. And
this was a show of force for Trump. This was him letting all of the other politicians know that, hey, I could have pushed this a lot further if I wanted to.
He called for these protests. Yes. Now, he didn't specifically call for people to go inside the Capitol.
If he asked these people to burn down the Capitol building, they would do it.
That's a good point. So he posted on Twitter two tweets within the last few hours, and they have been removed, which is the first time in his presidency, from what I understand, that Twitter has actually deleted Trump's tweets.
Now, I knew they made a few of them where you couldn't interact with them.
That was what they did first. So one of them posted at about 5:01 today. He wrote, "These are the things and events that happen when a sacred landslide election victory is so unceremoniously and viciously stripped away from great patriots who have been badly and unfairly treated for so long. Go home with love and in peace. Remember this day forever." At the bottom of that, Twitter's little icon with the exclamation mark says, "This claim of election fraud is disputed," which is normally where it would end. And then it says, "And this tweet can't be replied to, retweeted, or liked due to a risk of violence." Even though he's saying go home in a tweet, they then later deleted this tweet from his profile.
Did they?
Yes, they did. There's more coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com to...
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160 here in studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Aria.
We've been talking about the developments in Washington, D.C. today. Very interesting times we're living in here with the Capitol building being stormed. Sadly, it is back under the possession of the government gang. They are
back. See,
that's
why they should have burned it down.
Exactly. They're back doing their thing. Politicians are bloviating on live streams right now in the very same room that protesters had occupied just, what, 3-4 hours ago or something like that? They're back. They're doing the Electoral College count. They're moving ahead with their government gangster.
I mean, Mark is right. If they had burned down the building, sure, they would have been on Zoom tonight or whatever,
sure,
or some underground bunker doing this crap anyway.
Yep.
But it would have, you know, it would have given us more hope for the future that, hey, we burned down this one, we'll burn down the White House too. We'll keep burning them down until you people finally
stop
get the message.
Yeah. Yeah. Go home. We'll burn your homes down as well. Now, again, I'm not saying I support that far. Well, you know what? If they're going to kill you and your family members and destroy your livelihood, I mean, I gotta say, I wouldn't shed any tears if Chris Sununu's house burned down. I wouldn't shed any tears. I'm not saying you should do it. I'm not saying that I would do it, but this thug,
I wouldn't shed any tears if his house burned down of, like, an electrical shortage or something.
Yeah.
But I would be kind of sad if somebody went and burned down his house.
Would you? Okay.
I would.
I mean, I feel bad for his wife. I mean,
as immoral and deceitful as he is, as much of a thug, a goon, he's still a human being.
By the way, this is the governor of New Hampshire. Yeah, he is a human being, but when you take a position of power over other humans' lives, and you destroy those humans' lives, then I'm sorry, you don't have the same rights as another human being does at that point. You have surrendered your rights. Like, when you attack, if you were to attack me, right, you would have surrendered your right to life at that point.
Sure.
Because I would then have the right to take your life from you if I, you know, believed that my life was in jeopardy by you attacking me.
Right. Right?
So when you, as a government goon, attack people and destroy their lives, you have surrendered your right to have a home.
Sure. I'm not saying that it would be immoral for someone to burn his house down. No, certainly. They would be morally right to do that. It's not a good idea to do it, and please no one do it. But I would still be sad that a human being had their home burned down.
He's lucky. I'd be sad about his kids. I'd be sad about his wife, but not him. I really wouldn't. He's a thug.
I try to have sympathy for everyone, even the evil people.
Well, you know, I can have sympathy, right? Like, oh, I'm sorry that you're such a thug. I'm sorry that you've decided to destroy people's
lives.
It's
like apologizing to your girlfriend by saying, look, I'm sorry you got angry.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I don't feel bad for anything bad that happens to these politicians. Look, I believe in forgiveness. I believe in it. But as long as these thugs are going out, like if Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, tomorrow said, I'm sorry, I don't know what I was thinking, I forgot all about...
I had a stroke for 25 years.
I forgot all about live free or die, you know, I thought it meant something, and then I just got, you know, I got taken over by the attractive power that had imbued me, and I just felt like I needed to tell everybody what to do, and I'm sorry, I'd be like, okay, I forgive you, you know?
I would instantly forgive him, and that would be an amazing development in human history.
And I don't require someone asking for forgiveness in order to give it.
But they do have to stop doing
the
aggression.
They do have to stop it. Yeah, they do have to stop. And he's not stopping.
No.
And in fact, just recently, his Twitter? I got to pull up this guy's Twitter. This ridiculous man, those that don't know, there have been protests that have been happening outside of...
I've been calling him names and a whiny little girl all day long on Twitter.
Right. Sununu, the governor here, had a protester arrested. We spoke with him last night. We spoke with the guy that was arrested, Savage Truth 603 on YouTube. And
I mean, my car was vandalized. I had people literally trespass onto my property and steal my stuff. And I received death threats, and I never called the police. Well, hey, go arrest this person.
Right.
Quit being a bitch, Sununu.
He is being a little bitch, and so, you know, this morning, I guess, or earlier today, or whenever it was, on his @GovChrisSununu profile, here's what he wrote this morning. Here's a good metric for everyone when they wake up each morning. If the day ends in Y, social distance, wear a mask, and do everything you can to stay safe. There are no days off. For the safety of our community and to keep our economy open, we simply cannot let up now. So, I mean, this guy is anything but live free or die.
Oh, absolutely.
He's the antithesis of it. He's a total politician, total scumbag, and he deserves all the negative attention that he gets. And he's lucky someone hasn't burned his house down. And I don't know what it's going to take for these politicians to get the message that we don't want them around. We don't want them telling us what to do. And the more
lies... Well, we don't, but they won't let us just ignore them.
They won't.
I mean, and that's not right. Look, if you want to obey Sununu and all of his stupid mandates, and you want to have a king, fine. But just let me peacefully coexist alongside you, ignoring these lunatics.
Right. He won't even let people have a simple candlelight vigil outside of his home. Now, maybe he was worried the candles were going to burn his house down or something like that. But
they weren't real candles.
No, they were
electric ones.
Yeah. Regardless, candlelight vigils are not known for getting out of control.
Yeah, they're generally among the most peaceful of protests.
Yeah, incredibly peaceful. So, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. And I got to say, I love the Free State Project. I don't know who the Free State Project has running their Twitter, but they are really entertaining.
Okay. Also, you need a good troll running your official Twitter accounts for sure.
Yeah. Whoever they are they are like on it. So they responded to Chris Sununu by posting a video from quarantine from our New Year's Eve party. And their response is, sorry to have missed you on New Year's Eve, but we were thinking of you. And it's like a 20-second video of Skyler, the guy we had on last night. Have you seen his video?
I have not.
It's hilarious. I can't play it on the air because it's got a profanity in it. But
I'm fairly certain we can speculate who's running the FSP Twitter, though.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we should say it out loud. Yeah. But I have no idea. But it shows like the whole party. It's a really great, the best video of the party I've seen yet because it's short, it's easily shareable, and he just kind of like pans the camera and kind of shows the party, and he's doing like a selfie at the same time, and then he brings the camera in and he close.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And he goes, "Hey Sununu, F you," or something like that, and it's really great. It's really like in your face.
I have seen that
video. Yeah. So that was the official Free State Project Twitter account. response to what Sununu had said on Twitter this morning. So kudos to whoever it is that's running that account. That's awesome news. And by the way, the Free State Project is now 1 month away from its full 5-year move window. It has been, as of February 6th, it will have been 5 full years since the Free State Project reached 20,000 signers of people, libertarian types, who've said they would move to New Hampshire. Now, sadly, we haven't seen even a quarter of those people move to New Hampshire because, well, I don't know, everybody's got their reasons. But nonetheless...
I mean, didn't they start signing in, like, 2007 or something?
2001.
Okay, so, I mean... Look, if I had signed something in 2001 that I was going to move somewhere within the next 5 years, you wouldn't have been able to count on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
and I mean, it was only completed in, I guess, 2015. They finally got, 14 years later, they finally hit the signature numbers. I imagine a lot of those people had just...
Some of them died.
Yeah.
I mean, most of them probably didn't, but...
Or their lives got into a rut. They bought a mortgage.
A lot of
people
forgot.
Whatever.
I can tell you this. I called when I was living in Florida... because that's where I'm from, prior to moving here, they had these things called Free State Project local groups, and I wanted to organize one of those, because the idea was you could kind of get together with the people in your area and you know, meet the people that might be your neighbors when you all ended up moving to New Hampshire. And so I created one of these groups, and I got in touch with the Free State Project, and if you created one of these groups, you would get the database of their signers, but only from your county and adjacent counties.
Okay.
So I got all those names, and this was 2004 or 2005. So
like 3 or 4 years after.
Only like 3 years after, and I called every person. I tried to get in touch with every person on that list. Most of them, phone numbers disconnected. Emails not responsive. Of the people who I did get in touch with, many of whom did not even remember signing up for the Free State Project. So 3 years in, the list was like pretty weak. So 20 years later, I think it's actually pretty good that we've seen a tenth of the people. Because over 2,000 people have moved. I think it's closer to like maybe 3 now. I haven't seen the exact numbers.
Well,
in
if you include
while,
the people who aren't actually part of the Free State Project, it's going to
like
be even higher. Right.
Right. And that's the thing. It's hard. Captain Kickass is another example of somebody who is not a Free Stater but moved here anyway and is a great activist.
Now, liberty just tends to sort of attract people here, so people of that mindset, one way or another, they end up finding out about New Hampshire. I didn't even know about the Free State Project the first time I came up.
A lot of people don't, and we're getting a lot of people who are coming up to check things out today who are hearing about the New Hampshire migration from the Freedom Cells. They don't know anything about the Free State Project. They just know that people are moving to New Hampshire. People are looking right now. I had a lady reach out to me from Buffalo, New York, looking to move. She'd never even been here before. She didn't know anything about the Free State Project.
Just at first, people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to get out of a place, I mean, you should get out.
It's true.
We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.